Welcome to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and we're going to be having a lot of conversations with experts in fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, in general health, but also in things like relationships, family, faith, business, sports, you name it. And we really just want this to be a space where you can learn how to break through all the things holding you back from living to your true potential one by one. It's time to live limitless. Let's dive in. How's it going? How's your day?
My day's good. It's been good. What do you want to do for dinner?
I was going to say, I was feeling like Five Guys or something.
Sounds amazing.
Something fun.
Yeah. I mean, I'm game for that.
Just because I can.
Yeah. I mean, you're pregnant. You can do whatever you want. You're a queen. Like, you are regardless, but especially when you're pregnant, what you says goes. And, you know, if you need a foot rub, if you want Five Guys, you want Waffle House, we will make that sacrifice for you, babe.
I remember that period of suffering I was going through when it was like back to back to back days like that, like Taco Bell and then Waffle House and then
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
You were a trooper, but I don't think you were mad about it.
I wasn't mad. And I honestly had that, that realization where it's like, oh, this is why a lot of guys kind of let themselves go. And I think same thing with, you know, with females when they're pregnant, it's easy to kind of like let yourself go completely. Obviously, that's not the best way to do it. And you didn't do that either. But there's seasons. And I think it's just like that season's a lot easier to let your foot off the gas on some of the workouts and the nutrition as a man, because I'm living with you, who we have to be more flexible. So there's a fine line. There's a balance there. And that was good for me to learn to not need, like, I have to control everything, but it's also not like my goals, my fitness, my health doesn't like go on the back burner. Right. And we'll talk more about that, but I loved it, dude. I freaking little Waffle House, little
you
Five
did good,
Guys.
Cause you didn't ever make me feel bad about wanting stuff like that. And I appreciate that, but the mindset I had going into pregnancy was like, I'm not going to be the person to let myself go. You know, like I'm going to stay as consistent as I possibly can. You know, I'm going to probably continue tracking my food, just making sure I'm eating enough of the right stuff. And then obviously I started to go through it, and it's like, you can't even really explain what kind of mode you're in when that happens. And plus I also, previous to getting pregnant, right, a couple of years ago, I kind of went the extreme route of like being too obsessed about what I was eating, my nutrition, in my workouts, that it would almost like took over my life. Right. And so now since then I've been way more balanced. And I think I've just had a way more balanced perspective going into pregnancy too. If anything, I kind of was just like, look, this is probably the closest thing I can be to like being the least disciplined I could be or that I'm going to allow myself to be. And so, you know, I'm going to enjoy it. Obviously I'm going to be smart. I'm going to make sure the baby's healthy. I'm healthy and that I'm not totally being an idiot, but I can probably enjoy myself a little bit more. And then first trimester, it was just survival mode. It was like, whatever I have appetite for, I just have to have it. Cause I got to do something.
Yes. Right?
And so it just came in the form of Waffle House, Taco Bell, Five Guys.
That's okay. That's okay though, too. I think that's what I wanted to say earlier, is like, that's okay. There's parts of life where you just have to be more flexible.
As long as it's a phase, right? Like, as long as you know that you're going to come out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if you can avoid extremes, then by all means, like, avoid extremes. Like, it's not a license to go completely just reverse on everything you've done. I mean, it's the same thing like a diet. Like, if there's a start and end to a diet, it's probably not going to work long term, right? Like, if it's not something that you can stick to for good, it's probably going to be short term results, because you'll just always fall back on your actual lifestyle.
And a lot of what I've learned is your ability, or a lot of how you're going to come out of pregnancy and your postpartum and during pregnancy, a lot of it depends on what you're doing before pregnancy.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, I had a lot of time built up, you know, credit built just from my consistency over the past few years. Ooh. That has given me the freedom to just like enjoy myself a little bit more during pregnancy and take time off, the time off that I need. Like I'm not really choosing to. I have to. Like I was telling you at the doctor this, you know, today, he was like, look, you're having contractions. It's in response to the baby's movement. We obviously can't control the amount of movement the baby is having, but we can control the amount of movement you're doing. Mm-hmm. But doctor, I was like, doc, I'm not doing anything. I'm probably working out for 30 minutes a week right now. And when I go on walks, like I'm at a pace that is just, you know, it's very, I can tell Drew's getting frustrated with me on walks. Like I don't know if I can dial it back anymore. And so it's, you know, that's what I'm dealing with right now. But again, it really doesn't matter as much what I'm doing now, as much as I did the past couple of years. And therefore, like, I'm going to be good. And so for anybody who is like, I want a baby one day, but I don't want to, you know, destroy my body or lose my body or sacrifice, you know, it is obviously a sacrifice, but you can start now, preparing now. And what you're doing now, today, tomorrow, the next day, up until the moment you get pregnant, will have a huge impact on how you feel during pregnancy.
Come on. That's so good, Jeej. Like that's a whole podcast episode.
I know. Yeah. Let's leave it.
Building credit, by the way, like that's fire. And that's exactly how you should view your fitness, your health, your wellness. You're building credit, and that can be a whole episode. So
great.
It's amazing.
Let's do an episode on that later. But I figured this episode, what we could do is, you know, with it being only January 11th, we can kind of just take a little bit of time to reflect on our year this past year. I have some questions that I want to ask you and just see what your answers are, and I'll answer. And then also I think a good topic for us to talk about too is goal setting and just, you know, some questions that we can ask ourselves that we can share that I like to ask myself that kind of helps set me up for realistic, you know, expectations and goals going into the new year or just going into anything. And then maybe share a little bit about our goals in 2023.
I love it. Yeah. So important.
Yeah.
So good.
Cool. So let's reflect on 2022 a little bit. Obviously, you know, probably was one of the years that contained just a roller coaster of emotions, from obviously really good to some lower moments as well. But I have a list of questions that I asked myself. We'll only answer a couple right now, but I'll let you kind of, well, I'll just say them and then we'll see who can answer them first. All right.
Cool.
2022. What was the most important goal that you achieved in 2022?
Me. Okay, go. I'm kidding. It's like that family feud. Ding, ding, ding. Look at me. Well, first off, babe, I didn't even say this to you when we first started talking, but I want to go on record and say I'm so proud of you. I haven't listened to the full episode, but I saw the highlight, and you being vulnerable, you being authentically you, is the most beautiful thing I could ever imagine and ever see or listen to. So I'm proud of you for doing that, stepping into more of your true self and just that authenticness that you have and genuineness. So well done. I know it impacted people, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a tougher episode, but that's how I want to approach the episodes going forward. I feel like it's best for me. It's best for the listeners, and just best in a whole bunch of different ways. Each time I do get on a mic and do this is an opportunity to like venture into my most authentic self. Like that's why I love these, but it's hard. It's challenging for sure. But thank you.
There's a great quote that's it's something like the only journey there is the journey within. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true, but it's not complete. Meaning you telling your story, you going on your journey, whether it's your, you know, personal journey, faith journey, fitness journey, you just being real and true and authentic to where you are in your journey, it speaks to the greater collective and the greater population. So your story is our story. Like my story is our story. And ultimately, like we believe like God's, like history is just God's story. And so it's really cool. It's we're just microcosms and we're all connected. So you encourage people by just being you and sharing what's worked, sharing what's helped. So it's awesome.
Do you think there's such thing as being too authentic or too vulnerable?
I think yes, short answer. Yeah. I think it's like the question, like, should you be completely honest and truthful with whatever comes to mind? Listen, you probably, some things that come to mind don't need to be shared, and that's okay. It's called wisdom, right? So you don't have to
like
share
some of the
with
things
your,
you say.
Right. And you probably think like, well, he doesn't practice what he preaches because whatever comes to his mind, he just says. But no, like spouses, you guys know this, like there's certain things that like you just have wisdom, you know, it's like you want to build someone up, you want to be strategic in what you say, but you want to say it in the most truthful and authentic way possible. But what I think is most important, G, is the intention. What is the intention? What is my heart's intention of sharing something or not sharing something? Is it to do anything but tell the truth? Then yeah, that means deception, right? So if I'm just being authentic or vulnerable or just, you know, blatantly honest or whatever, to get something or to deceive someone, that's when it becomes too much. That's when it's like, yeah, you probably don't need to share that, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, for sure. And I think going into the episode that I did last week, I didn't know I was going to get emotional, but I knew it was going to be a deeper, tougher subject for me to, you know, just kind of power through, and be more open to share about. But I also was like, look, I don't want to be too much. Like you go on Instagram and you see these girls posting selfies of them like crying, right? And then like, or videos like of some tragedy or something happens and they set up a camera and take a picture so they can document it and post about it. And like, that's when what you're talking about, it's like, it's a bit too much to where you're kind of reaching for something other than just like sharing your story to help others. You're reaching for post likes, comments, attention.
Yes. Yes. So good. It's the intention. And like, you just giving that space open to like, I'm just going to be authentic. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be and not act.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it just allowed like a really special and beautiful moment to come through. So you just made room for it by being authentic. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, that's just, again, just goes to show you, it's all about the heart. Am I bringing life? Am I bringing love? Am I helping? Am I connecting? Am I creating with a purpose? Or am I just sharing to make other people feel bad for me? Am I just trying to get, you know, mm-hmm. people's attention? Mm-hmm. And I don't really actually mean it. I just want to get clicks, or I want to get people to react.
I think a lot of fitness influencers need to hear that. I might take that little clip and post it. Anyways.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's human nature partly to want to get a reaction, to want attention, or to want to like just get that, but it's just ultimately not going to satisfy it. And you're not living your most authentic self. Like, do right. what feels right and true to you with the right heart and intention. And it's the best case scenario. It's like telling the truth at all costs. Best case scenario. Cause guess what? Even if you deceive in that, you know, situation, and it's better in the short term, it's not best in the long term because it's built on deception. So that's like deeper, but yeah, I think it's just best case scenario, be yourself, be true, be mm-hmm. real, and try to make the world around you better.
I love it. Okay. Most important goal you achieved in 2022. Do you know?
Easy. Being a dad.
Aww.
I mean, seriously, like becoming a father.
But she's not here yet. So are you talking about Drew?
she's here. I'm talking about Drew. Yeah, Drew, buddy, I love you, man, but you will never take the place of Gianna. No, I'm kidding. They're both different, but I love them both.
Consider yourself a dad?
Yes? Yeah, I mean, so here's the deal. Like, Gianna's with you. She's with you everywhere you go. She's with us right now. She's just not in, you know, physical form. We can't feel her. Well, you can feel her, but I can't hug her. I can't hold her. I can't do all these things. But right now, I'm a dad. Yeah, I'm a dad. And so that was easily the biggest accomplishment of my life, outside of, you know, making you my wife and saying I'm going through life thick or thin, rich or poor, for better or for worse, with one woman. And we're going to do this the right way. We're going to freaking be partners for life. Outside of that, it's the best thing I've ever accomplished, is bringing life into the world some way, somehow, by God's grace. So to me, not about the money, not about the all these different things that are really good. I want to make a lot of money. I want to impact a lot of people. I want to do a lot of things. But dude, there's something just so special about bringing a life into the world with the woman of your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, I can attest to that in a physical sense where, you know, my fitness goals, right? I've had fitness goals of strength, amount of pull-ups, squats, whatever.
Yeah.
Look, right? Body fat percent, whatever, like those tangible items. Mm-hmm. But growing a baby is probably one of the coolest things my body has ever done. It's amazing. That's not what I had in mind for me personally, though, but it is probably my top goal, probably ever will ever be the best thing I've ever accomplished in my entire life.
And so we have four more.
We'll see how that goes.
I know. We have to get the first one.
Let's just focus one at a time, one day at a time. I said hosting my very first ever GFIT Live retreat. I think that was probably one of the most important goals that I achieved last year, because it took a lot of planning. I'm not an event planner. I'm not, that's not my forte. I'm not good at it. But it freaking was great. It was an amazing weekend. And I think it was just a very powerful experience for a lot of people, especially for me. And I don't think it could have gone any better. So I thought that was great. I think it opened the door to future opportunities. Like, we're going to do them annual, and I know how to do it now. Like, it's just, you know, something that I think I could have easily just been like, nope, too much, can't handle it, not worth it. And it was extremely worth it, and a very, very important goal that I accomplished. So I feel good about that.
I want to echo that, because that meetup was powerful. Seeing the women you've impacted, and your team has impacted, your coaches, all the girls in GFIT,
was incredible. GFIT people.
Yeah, we had some guys in BFIT. It was freaking awesome. They loved it too. It was powerful on all fronts. But to your point, that sounds exactly like you. I'm like, that doesn't sound like Gigi, like biting off more than she can chew and just saying, let's freaking go and accomplishing it. So you achieved it. And it's, again, way bigger than you, way bigger than this GFIT idea you had when you first started. And that's beautiful. Same thing with BFIT. Can I add to my accomplishment?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the dad thing is just next level. That's mm-hmm. It blows my mind. I'm so grateful. The two things real quick, having studio space. So my buddy, Josh Bodkamp, mm-hmm. business partner, friend, and fellow creator, we went on studio space and we split this, and we are creating, something really powerful and, awesome with each week and month, and a lot of stuff planned for the future. So that was big, to get our own space physically. And then number two is, you know, leaving corporate America, leaving my corporate job, and being able to support myself and us. Like mm-hmm. I added that whole new career move to my life. And so just replacing the corporate America job with something that I'm passionate about, I'm fired up with, I get to impact and work with guys mm-hmm. and create and coach. To be able to do that for a living and have success, so grateful. Praise God. And that's one of my biggest accomplishments, yeah, as well as moving.
It's not like you went from one job to another. You like went from one whole like lifestyle to another.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge transition that you made, that in all honesty was a slower start. There was a slower start to it. Mm-hmm. We were unsure of how it was going to work out, but then you found clarity in what you wanted. You found purpose. You just focused on the right things that you needed to build momentum and start to make moves. And now you're freaking crushing it. I'm just so proud of you for that. So thank you.
Thanks, baby. I mean, you're my motivation.
Yeah. And it's more fulfilling for me to see you doing that and just loving it and fulfilling like your own dream. Cause I know as a husband and as a future father, like some people don't have the privilege, like some people don't have that ability to pursue their dreams and then still take care of a family. Sometimes they do get locked in a corporate position that they just have to put aside their own dreams so they can support a family. And I'm just happy to see you be able to do both. So that's fun.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Thanks, babe.
We still have a lot to learn, though.
a lot to learn, but this is, I mean, I turned 30. It's the point in life to be able to take risks and see what God can do through you. And I think that I want to do even more of that this year. And, you know, I think I'd be doing a disservice to the people around me, to you, to Gianna, to my future, if I didn't pursue that calling and chase it and really just become more me. So yeah, I mean, when God calls you to something that's bigger than you and you need like more strength or strength that's outside of you, then that's how you know it's like a God calling, is because now I rely on that.
Wow. Good. Yeah, that's so spot on. All right, biggest obstacle you overcame.
Biggest obstacle I've overcame.
I talked about it a ton in my last episode, so I won't elaborate a whole bunch, but just, you know, the pit that I fell in, the you know, the awful self-talk, the depression, just some of the things that, you know, I struggled with, and overcame that through just doing the right things, not just, you know, distracting myself. I know we got Drew. Drew was a huge help in that. He might have been a slight distraction, but he truly brought joy to me like every single day. And I, you know, I was laughing a lot more, smiling a lot more. But you, I talked about you a lot in my last podcast too, and how you were able to help me out of this too. And we started praying every single morning on our knees. We, you know, I read Prayer Rain out loud multiple times a day. I, you know, started my day with scripture. You know, there was just certain things that were checklisty things, but it, you know, it combined into this whole like spiritual healing, supernatural healing that I experienced. That was just beautiful. And so, yeah, I talked about that a lot in my last podcast, but what about you?
Biggest obstacle? Yeah, man, so good. So good. And sometimes that's how life works, right? You have to kind of go through and take those actions and like show up for the checklist boxy type of things to allow some breakthroughs to happen. You know, it's like meditation. Sometimes you don't want to sit down and be quiet for a couple of seconds. And some people like literally can't, but if you give yourself that time and space, like you will experience breakthroughs with time. And so it's been incredible to see how God works through that. I think the biggest obstacle I've kind of overcome, that's the question. Yeah.
Biggest obstacle you overcame in 2022.
Yeah. I think like having so many different things I could do and just like focusing on a path, because I've always been like, well, if I say yes to A, I'm saying no to B, and I'm saying no to C, D, E. So like it would give me that paralysis by analysis. Mm-hmm. And I would often set myself up for failure just by saying, well, it's too complicated, you know, or just making myself busy in all these different directions. And there's a beautiful, there's a really powerful visual of this where it's like, you know, if there's a circle and there's like an arrow going up, down, left, right, you're being pulled in all these different directions. You kind of are going nowhere. Mm-hmm. At the same time. So you're like, just kind of like, you're kind of just being pulled in so many directions. You feel yourself like ineffective. Mm-hmm. One of my words for the year is effective. Mm-hmm. And so in order to overcome that, I really had to ask for wisdom, continually, but also like before the middle part of the year, I was like, God, I need like the slower start. I was like, I need wisdom. I need to figure out where my path is, where you want me to go. And I really asked for that and then just like took one step, right? Took one step, was consistent. And I think saying no to more things and saying yes to the right things was the biggest obstacle I overcame, because I'm very much a let's do everything at the same time sort of guy, because I get excited. But if I don't just carve the path, just keep showing up, I don't see the success and the progress that I'd like to.
That is true. You're a slightly indecisive person. And I've told you that before, like, you know that, but,
this is a first for me.
No. Yeah. But I think we all, you know, kind of experienced that and to an extent where it's like, I don't want to make the wrong move. Right. And so you're like, I have so many paths that I can take. I don't want to be wrong. And so you just sit there and you're like, what do I do?
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, taking that first step, it's almost like I had that too when I started GFIT, but it was my approach became more like move, fix, and fix along the way. John Madsen has this saying, he says, ready, fire, aim. So get ready, fire, take the step, and then aim, and then fix your accuracy, fix it along the way. So and I think the people that are able to do that and just aren't with and take risks and not be super fearful of taking that first step will ultimately, you know, figure it out. So
yeah, that's fire. I mean, there's a great saying that says like God can't direct a ship at harbor or whatever. Like if you're just chilling, he can't direct, he can't direct your path.
So
but
true.
If you're moving, he just, hey, slight adjustment, same with business. Like, okay, that's not working. So that's, we're not going to quit the mission. We're not going to jump off ship. We just like recalibrate. We just refocus. And if you're moving, it's a lot easier to do that as opposed to if you're standing still or just going like 1 mile per hour. Right. So, yeah, that's super good. I was gonna say one more thing, but it just escaped me.
So biggest next question, biggest mistake you made, if that thought pops up, you can talk. But biggest mistake you made with the lesson that you learned from, biggest mistake you laid in and you made in lesson that you learned.
I laid a mistake.
You what?
You said biggest mistake you laid.
It's a hard question to ask. Biggest mistake you made and learned from.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. I think I married the wrong woman. No, I'm kidding, dude. Totally kidding. There is no move
you can't fix.
That's right.
By the way,
there is no Prince Charming and there's no Princess Charming. So let's, you know.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty Princess Charming.
I mean, you are the perfect girl. Man, I mean, it's tough. I just think the obstacle, it speaks a lot to like that as well. I feel like I've made mistakes in spreading myself too thin. You know, I think like it's the same kind of topic, right? So I feel that the mistakes I would make is maybe trying to force something. But I don't have an actual like example, like a concrete example. I just think it's more of this mindset that I couldn't get over quickly, where it's like, okay, I have to just like figure out what's going to work and then just commit to it, trust the process and let the cards fall as they may. You know, I think that's a big one for me in terms of like a mistake I made that I learned from. Nothing really big jumped out to me. I'm trying to like finalize some of this stuff in a business model and always tweaking, but there's no real big mistakes that I made. If one of them it was to not have been, you know, doing things sooner, right? Why would we have been? Yeah, I think that's it. If I made a mistake, it would be, why did I wait when you and I were on the brink of just like falling apart to implement just praying together, like having conversations, asking you hard questions, being willing to hear hard answers. Like why did I wait so long to where we're like just about to explode? Why couldn't I just have a more maintenance approach, like proactively set you up for success, allow you to be heard, seen, felt, understood, and really been that man for you. So I think for like husbands listening or like men who are not married, right? Or you want to be married one day, you want to have kids one day, you're in preparation season. If I could tell my 23-year-old self or 26-year-old self something, it's like, don't wait till it's painful or too late or when you're forced to make a change to make a change. That's a mistake. That's a mistake I've made. And so I want to avoid those by doing the things my 31-year-old man, my 31-year-old self would need me to do. I want to do things today and this week and this month that Gianna and you need me to do to, in order to like get the best me. So that goes for body, mind, spirit, physical, business, like the whole nine. So I think that's I learned from.
That's good. I mean, that goes hand in hand with what I was thinking. I think the biggest mistake I made was to wait so long to be vulnerable with you. Like to wait so long to like open up, you know, actually let you into what I'm thinking and the things going on with me and my heart internally. And I almost feel like I can remember the moment that it like actually happened where I was like, you know what, like this, obviously what I'm doing now isn't working. So here we go. Like, you know, I mean, some of the conversations we had were hard and
Was it that in the backyard that day?
yeah, I mean, I think that was one of those. That was one
Yeah.
where it was like, yeah, like just sharing some thoughts that I was having and just what was
Yeah.
going on in my head and was scaring me, and I figured it would
And
scare you, and
trusting me enough to be vulnerable.
trusting you enough and just trusting that, like, I had seen the transformation that you have had with your, you know, spirituality and your faith the past couple of years, that I almost trusted God to just give you wisdom
Yeah.
and the grace that I needed for you to like stay, listen, hear me out, and just be the person that I needed in that moment.
That's perfect, 'cause I was gonna ask you what was the difference? Like, what made you say, okay, like, I'm just gonna open up and be vulnerable. Vulnerable. Was it a moment, or was that kind of the trusting? Seems like it was the trusting God
I
to.
just knew you were full of grace. Like, I knew you were full of grace, peace, life. And
Wow.
I just knew that there was nothing that I could say that would like scare you away. It might scare you for a minute. It might, you know, you might be concerned, but it wouldn't scare you away. And so that is freedom in a relationship. And it's freedom for me to feel like I have a spot, a space, like a someone, especially you being my husband and partner in life, you know, to share that stuff with, that I can be completely open and vulnerable with. And so I think that was a big part of my transformation too. And so, yeah, I think my mistake was not doing that sooner. But timing, I mean, I think the timing of it was great. But yeah, you know what I mean? So being vulnerable with you sooner was my biggest mistake, because I saw what really quickly like changed for us. Like, we were closer than ever. You know, the whole pregnancy thing like became, wasn't as scary anymore, but it was like exciting and beautiful, and just our relationship is stronger than ever because of it.
Man, look at God. I was gonna cut you off like I normally do, but I wanted to hear you like out
You.
right there, you know? So I knew you were like, well, was gonna say something, but it was just beautiful. I mean, that just shows you again, like, and I feel like that's a mistake. Now that we're talking about it, like, that's a mistake, is becoming the man I needed to be. I needed to be him sooner. I waited to become more the man I knew I should be, and that was a mistake. Look, if you're a guy out there, and or if you're a woman looking for a guy, you find a guy who leads by example. He leads first. He takes the step first. I don't do that perfectly, and I'm not saying I do, but I'm saying I strive to do that. I want to do that more. And I think with the spiritual journey and the faith journey is being able to, if you can embody grace and love, if you can embody patience and life and energy, if you can do that and set that up where your wife has that safe space, or your family has that safe space to tell dad something that maybe he doesn't want to hear. Maybe he, like, you'd think he'd get mad, but if they can come to you like that, I mean, that's how I would rank
Can't
success in
lose.
our,
Yeah.
that I can't lose. You cannot lose. And that's success for sure. That's
Wow.
fire.
Amazing. And so you said one of your words for, because we got to jump into a few more things here.
Let's freaking jump into it.
Grind it. So word of the year, I talked about this in my last podcast, is grace. My word this year is grace, just because I don't even know how this year is gonna go. And I just need to give myself grace and figuring it out.
Yes.
Physically, mentally, all the above.
Yes.
I in the past have picked words like relentless, perseverance, you know, discipline, courage, and things like, you know, just the athlete in me wanted and would need. And it worked perfectly in building GFIT and becoming who I needed to become in order to take on the role of being a mom. But grace is it this year. So what about you?
I am so impressed and excited for you, because that's amazing. That's growing more into who Gigi is, and that's so beautiful. The wisdom in that, Gigi, is that this relentless, like, freaking, all or nothing, like, mentality that does build business, that does, do well in competition, that creates the Michael Jordans. It also causes burnout. It also
Yeah.
causes, like, like imploding and messiness. Like lots of things can go wrong when that's just the you know, all encompassing mindset. So we need grace, we need rest, we need different things. Like it's both and. So to hear you say grace is your word is incredible, because that's so life-giving. It's so freeing to stay there, knowing that God won't bring us anything in our lives that we cannot handle with his strength, which is amazing. So he gives us favor and grace, and Gianna means God's gracious. So amazing.
And her middle name is Grace.
Amen. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah, so beautiful. So my, which shows you my flaws as a human and my personality, you know, flaws. I was like, one word. Oh, I'm gonna pick three, you know, cause like, why not? You said I'm a bit indecisive. Well, there you go. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you three. I'm going to pick one, and I'm going to be decisive about one. So my three words are: one, effective; number two, faithful; and number three, fruitful. Okay. All three of those words, I get really excited.
What do you
really
think is your biggest
about.
Weakness of the three? I would pick that one. Maybe you need to think on that a little bit.
So I would say effective. And it's because, look, if I'm effective, that means I am managing my time well. I'm being a great steward of my body, my mind, my spirit, all aspects of my life. And guess what? The fruit comes when I'm effective, right? If I'm effective, I'm faithful inherently. Yeah. So my word, and thank you for the question. And I was going to say effective, but like, it's a different way to look at it. If I'm effective, I am doing the things necessary, right? I will be fruitful, and I will be faithful in that.
And I think you're already a very fruitful person. Obviously, we can always get better, you know, at everything, but you're very fruitful and you're very faithful. That's something I think you honestly like worked on the past 2 years more than anything else, honestly.
Yeah. Yep.
But maybe that was your word last year, the year before, just like me being relentless and courageous and some of the things that I needed to work on. Effectiveness, you've gotten better. Absolutely. I think we could all could be way better at being effective and efficient. So I don't know, maybe that might be a good word for you.
I was waiting for the but. But yeah, no, 100% effective is the goal for this year. Because yeah, I feel like I have laid the groundwork on my soul level, on my mind level. Like I'm grounded, I'm rooted in love, I'm rooted in God, and I'm connected. And that means, look, I want to be effective. And part of fruitful is like, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was gonna say, part of effective and being fruitful is like, look, if you make impact, the world we live in produces financial, right? It produces money. It produces like actual value. So that's been a shift for me, where it's like, I don't want to talk about money. I would feel bad about money, or maybe raising my prices or whatever that looks like. But it's like, look, if I'm bringing value to the table, I have to be assessed properly and accurately. And guess what? It is an exchange of energy and an investment just as much for my clients as it is for me. So I think fruitful in all areas. I want to be fruitful in impact, fruitful in, you know, financials. I want to be able to make more, give more, you know, provide more, and fruitful in actions too, where it's like I'm being obedient in what I do week to week, and I'm fruitful with love and peace and joy and impact.
And we're gonna have to learn to be more effective than ever, or efficient. I guess I'm like, I think I'm leaning towards the word efficient, but like efficient and effective in the energy that we're spending, right? Because we're gonna have a baby, we're gonna have a newborn that's brand new. She's gonna need a lot of our attention. And so the time that we have not 100% spent on her, like we have to be very effective in what we're doing, because there's nothing more frustrating than spending a bunch of time and energy in things that aren't going to move the needle when you only have so much time and energy.
Correct. So here's what I'll say to end that is, if I love efficiency, but in my mind, at least in my limited mind and perspective, when I hear efficiency, it's always business driven. But we're more than just our businesses, right? We're like a whole person. We have relationships, we have clients, which are business, but we have, you know, these are, here's what I'm trying to say. With relationships, they're inherently inefficient. Relationships are inherently like sometimes not like you're like, dude, am I getting anything from this? I'm spending time with my boy. I'm fishing like an hour every single week, but it's like you're not getting anything done, right? That's the idea. So effectiveness is great because I will be efficient. We'll be efficient with our time, efficient with our business, but then we'll be effective in growing and being parents to our kids, effective in our friendships. Like I want to be someone who leaves a it's a great quote. I'll end that this thought with that is I want to be someone who, when I'm gone, I leave a pretty big freaking hole. I want to be so effective in loving people, serving people, impacting people, creating great stuff to put out into the world, that when I'm gone and I'm no longer here, I want to leave a big hole in people's lives. So it's a different way to look at it, but are you doing things on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis that people will miss when you're gone? Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, love
So
it.
that's kind of the mindset.
Effective. There we have it. Okay, so let's go into talking about our goals for this year as we, we reflected on our, some of the bigger things that happened for us last year. And then setting goals for this year. I always like to share kind of the process of goal setting because I think it's really important. And for the longest time, I was a terrible goal setter, and it just like, it just didn't give me what I needed to gauge progress, to make sure I'm doing, to be effective, right? To be efficient, to be all the above. So I created just like a workshop where you ask yourself 5 questions that will allow you to just get ultimate clarity on what you're working towards, how
Love
to, and then that way it's like you have that clarity and now you can take that next step and do it. So 5 questions,
it.
right? And we'll just go through really quick and then go into like what our goals are. First and
Mm-hmm.
foremost, you gotta really clarify like what you want. So ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? And you make it a SMART goal. Specific. SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, timely, right? And so, if you're like, I want to lose weight, make it specific, right? Like make it measurable, make it attainable. Right. So get very clear on what exactly it is that you want. Would you agree that was like, that would be like the first question to ask yourself?
100%. Yeah, like get healthier. What does that mean? And then
Right.
like, yeah.
And then it goes into, once you say the what, then when you are able, then you can go into it a little bit more deeper. Why do I want it? Why do I even care about this? Right. And then keep asking yourself why until you get to the root. So I want to get healthy. Okay, why? Because I want to feel better about myself. Why do you want to feel better about yourself? Because I want more confidence. Why do you want more confidence? So I'm not, missing out on stuff with family and friends, all these things. Like, why? Get to the root of why you really care about this goal. And then that in and of itself is going to create like a bigger meaning of your goal, which you need. You need something way deeper than just a surface level goal for it to be actually something that will change in your life, right? Because if you limit it to surface level stuff, certain amount of weight loss, you'll get there, but you'll be empty. And there's a million ways to achieve that goal, right? You could lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks and do it miserably. You're going to get it right back, right? And you will be miserable. You won't be able to go enjoy time with your friends and eat the foods that you want, things like that. So why do you care about that goal? And then that will kind of fine tune a little bit, get you a little bit closer of clear of having clarity on how to get there. So what do you want? Why do you want it? Anything to add to that?
That's super good. If you don't have a big enough why, you're not going to make it over certain obstacles. When life hits you and things get tough, you don't have a why that's big enough, you just cave and you collapse and you give up on what you wanted or thought you wanted. But when you understand the why, when you really understand, like, I'm becoming this person, or I want this goal because it's going to affect like my wife, my kids, like I'm speaking for someone like me, that raises the stakes. And then my why becomes a lot bigger than just like, oh, I want to look better, to go with the fitness route. So if you can think about why you want to get fit, and then it's because your wife, your kids, they're watching, they're learning, they want the best version of you possible, then that's going to give you freaking motivation and discipline to where 2 months into it, you're like, I don't want to go to the gym 4 days a week. Well, I'm going to do it because I know it's going to benefit them.
And it makes it more magnetic too. Like if you expose like the deeper purpose behind what you want, it makes it magnetic. So it's like, it draws you to it even more as opposed to, just feeling like it's something that you have to do. You know what
I mean? Yes. Yes. So, yeah. As opposed to like punishment, it's more of like it's more of a magnet. I like that, an attraction.
Third question. When do I want it by? So just creating a little bit of urgency. If you don't really have any type of, timeline, then you're going to spend way more time on it than you think than you need. Right. So when do I want it by? Clarifying when you want it. It's a pretty simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Then how do I get it? So this kind of taps into like, how do I get it? What are the things that you need to do to achieve it? What does the plan of action look like? And then a lot of times people might come to this point where it's like, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. I think I know, but I don't know. Or I think I know, I've tried this in the past, but this has only worked for X amount of time or whatever. And if you don't know, so then the question is, how can you learn? Like, what do you need to do to figure out what it is you need to do? and how can you get what you need? So that's typically like where people like us come into play, where people are trying to, achieve a certain physique or weight loss goal or fitness goal. People like us come in because we're the expert. Like, we know how to get them there. And so how do you get it? What do you need to do? Sign up for BFIT, sign up for GFIT. What does it need? Just have a conversation, just schedule a call with us. Like, is that the first step? How do I get it? That's question number four.
Super good.
And then the last question is the most important, where I would, if I was doing a training right now, I'd spend a lot of time on this, but I want to go into our goals. The question is, am I willing to do what it takes?
Yeah.
So at this point, you know what you want, you know why you want it, you know when you want it, and you know how to get it. Now, are you willing to do what it takes? Because how often do people jump into, New Year's resolutions where they're like 5 a.m. workout 7 times a week, no carbs,
no sugar,
calories a day, no sugar, no caffeine, no alcohol, whatever it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Are you willing to do what it takes? The perfect example would be like 75 hard. Like, how many people are doing 75 hard right now?
Exactly. Right?
And there's nothing against 75 hard. It's just extreme. It's super extreme. And so people are like, oh, this is a great goal. And they're just like, boom, day one, 75 hard. And then they're like, oh my gosh, this is way harder than I think. I can't. Like, day two, I've already messed up. Three, and you automatically fail. Yeah. And this is what happens when you fail. You diminish your confidence in yourself. Like, you think you're a failure by having that repeatedly happen and it's all because you didn't ask this question. Am I willing to do what it takes? Wow. I like the perfect example. Sorry, I'm going on a rant right now, but the perfect example was,
go ahead.
When I watched Ashley, my friend Ashley run in the marathon, Boston Marathon, I was hyped. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run a marathon. And, I started running and I got to like 4 consecutive miles and I'm like, I'm done. Screw this. I'm never doing it. I am not willing to do what it takes to run in the Boston Marathon. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm being honest with myself and therefore I'm not wasting time. So when you get to that point where it's like, I know how to get what I want and I know what I want and why I want it and when I want it, am I willing to do what it takes? Yes. Yeah. If you are willing to do all the things that it takes to get to that point, then you're good. Go get it. If not, that's okay. Be honest with yourself. Don't kid yourself. Don't waste your time and choose a goal that you do or you are willing to do what it takes to achieve, Last thing is, people who are like, I want a 6-pack or I want like 16% body fat or whatever. Are you willing to do what it takes? Because it takes a lot to get there. When I was doing that, you and I couldn't go out to dinner very often. Like we wouldn't go to family dinners. I was tracking every piece of food that went in my mouth. I worked out X amount of hours a day. There was a lot of things, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of things that I was willing to do in the moment at that time and therefore achieve the goal. But am I willing to do that again? No.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
So a lot of
Great,
people
great.
skip over this question and they set themselves up for failure because they simply don't ask themselves, am I willing to do what it takes?
Correct. So good. And then it's like to know it only takes what it takes. Like John has a great reminder of that. Like it takes what it takes, but it doesn't take more than that. Like you don't have to make it more complicated to make up for or punish yourself for having low self-rapport over the past, right? So like if you've broke promises with yourself and you're beating yourself up and saying I'm made for less, I'm living like I'm made to settle, I'm gonna do the extreme stuff like 75 hard or like shoot for the moon, that way if I fail and it's like, you know, so high, I'll give myself the out because it's too hard. That's where people can kind of get themselves into trouble too, where they shoot for the moon and inevitably it's the lowest place they can aim because it gives them an excuse. They're like, of course I can't do that. So how do you do that? Well, you build, you start raising your baseline. You start doing things from the baseline up. You don't freaking shoot for the moon overnight. You work your way up to that. So it doesn't take anything more than what it takes. And I think what you and I and other coaches, other mentors and people, what we can do best is somehow, some way, and whatever we do is we're eliciting and we're growing and we're calling out the desire within somebody. Everybody knows, everyone has this deep desire to leave an impact on the world around them and to become more them. But we forget about it and we have low confidence and low self-worth because of our lives or what we've accepted as the truth over the years. So our job is to remind people like who they are. Dude, you're not meant to settle in that. You can achieve. You can live a healthier life. You can live long and enjoy your life. But you're going to have to sit down and do stuff like what we're talking about.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Super good. Love it. All right. Let's talk about our goals and then we'll close this thing out.
Yeah. Turn the grill on too. Cause we're going to cook some, we're going to cook some.
You're right.
Well, I want to get home to walk Drew too before the sun sets.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, so I'll go first and I'll keep it short cause I'm super concise and I don't overshare and I'm always like to the point. So like, here we go. Number one, I want to empower you, my wife, to be able to be a stay-at-home mom if you choose. That's not something that you would probably choose, but I want you to feel like that's the case. And I want you to have the freedom to do so. As a man, I want to be so effective in what I do on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis, that I can empower my wife to say, I just want to watch the kid and I want to be a mom and I want to watch Drew and I'm good. And I'll, you know, work part-time or I won't work at all. That's my goal. Number one. Number two is to write a book. So this could be a tangible book or an ebook or a mixture of both. I have a vision and I feel like it's a God thing where it's like, I want to do what I'm doing on Instagram and give it in the physical form. So I want to have a hybrid of text, of messaging, of quotes and aesthetics, also journaling and a physical challenge component to my book. And I'm not sure what that looks like, if it's shorter, like 31-day challenge. But it's a made for more mentality. That's what the book's going to be about. And it's physical and spiritual in nature. Number three is to become, so partner with or become the face of a health and wellness leadership company. So there's companies like Maxwell Leadership. I want to do a lot with them. But there's also companies like, you know, Vuori or Cold Plunge. There's brands that I really align with from a body, mind, spirit standpoint where they're helping guys and women, men and women become more them. So I want to partner and become a partner, a face of a brand, because I feel like my energy, my approach to life, my perspective is in alignment with those brands as well. So that's a goal. And last but not least is to have I should stop at three, but it's to have an online product that I create, and it's not an ongoing thing, but an online product, master course, or a program that people can go through, and it's an intensive thing, but it's evergreen content. So I want to, you know, reach a certain dollar figure in that, and I want to be able to generate a really good, you know, passive supplemental income with an online, powerful, life transforming product course of that nature.
I love it. That's great. I don't think there's anything wrong with setting more than three goals. I actually have eight. And
let's go.
Yeah,
Even
no, it
better.
was good. Like Coach LC created like a New Year's goal sheet for all of our members to fill out, and there were 8 spots. And I was like, oh, I kind of actually I like ex expanding a little bit in whatever. So, here's the thing though. Like, I initially said 3 lifts a week, but after my appointment with doctor today, I don't think that's smart for me. Like, I don't think I can do that. So at least 1 a week, I think is good. I totaled out to 130 workouts total. So your goals are fantastic. Like, great. I love them, and they're powerful. Mine are like a little bit more, I don't know. They kind of hit all the realms that I'm looking to improve. So 130 workouts total this year. That means after I have the baby, like, and after I'm cleared, like, I'm probably gonna have some catching up to do. I set a goal for us to go on a date night once a week. I think we should start doing that.
I love that. I mean, that's one of the things that I've been mindful of. We haven't put it into practice, and part of that is me being more effective and just getting that on the books and being super intentional about that. So I 100% echo that. That's got to happen this year.
For sure. And we have both of our parents in town that once the baby comes, well, we have to set like an like Saturdays or something. Like, we just have to set a day, because I think if we try and schedule it every single week, that will get tough.
Yeah, and then they can switch off. We got in-laws here, in-laws there every other week. That's perfect.
How amazing is it that we have both in-laws here?
It's next level, and I'm actually putting that in the calendar, so we'll just freaking start it next week.
Okay. Cool. Obviously, a big goal, more fitness focused goal, will be to, get my pre-baby body back after having the baby. And so I have like a weight goal, body fat percent, bench squat goal, pull-up goal, stuff like that. I did set the goal to be done by Nate and Callie's wedding, June 24th, but I don't know how much progress I can make in about a month. So we'll see. But that is going to be a big goal of mine. Just for a number of reasons. One, for myself, and two, I think it'll speak to a lot of women. Obviously, a lot of people have babies and go through postpartum. And so by me going through that journey myself, like, I'll be able to be more of a help to women who come into the program.
No doubt.
I have a certain amount of like active members that I want in GFIT. So I have a couple of business goals there. A couple of business goals regarding GFIT Live in 2023 as well. But more importantly, I want to read 3 books a month. I think that's probably on the higher end. Like, 3 is a lot in a month. So probably like 1 to 3. It just depends on how big the books are that I'm reading.
Love that.
I want to record a podcast once a week or 3 times a month. So there's that. And then my victory hour every single workday morning. So that means scripture. I'm reading New Morning Mercies again this year because it's that good. And then I will plan my day. So in my victory hour, I get up, I read the New Morning Mercies devotional, I read a little bit of scripture, and then I sit down and I pick my top 3 to 5 priorities for the day. And that is that kind of just sets my day up for success. And I find that when I don't do that on my work days, I'm scrambling, I'm, not clear, and I don't know what I need to be doing that day that's going to be the most effective and efficient. So
Yes, so good.
those were my goals. If I were to, like, if I were to, categorize them into maybe 3 big ones, it would be, postpartum. I want to make sure I take full advantage of that and just try and get back to where I was as quick and healthy as possible. Grow GFIT, and then also podcast books for myself, I think, are going to be big, big focus, because I let off the gas with that last year. And just by finishing, I just read 4 Agreements. And just by reading that, I've already just felt so much. I felt good just reading it. Like, I'm like, wow, I'm already learning so much.
I saw you reading that in bed a few nights, and that's just amazing. So that's a simple book. It's smaller and it's powerful though. It's so power packed, and there's just something to reading or podcasts or like Audible, that it keeps your brain moving and active. It's the same way like walking throughout your day. Like if you don't walk, like it's easy to feel stagnant. Like your brain needs movement, and part of that is like reading and that whole learning element.
True.
So
How
that's
it just
really,
it keeps your mind moving. Like I love that. That's so true.
I would encourage, if anyone wants to take my rule of five workshop. I have a workshop I did with my clients, and it's a John Maxwell kind of rule of five idea, but it's five things you do every day, no matter what. New Year's, your birthday, your worst day, your best day, you do every single day. My five are praying, so it's connecting with God, and that's throughout, but it's also like first thing in the morning. It's number two, reading. That means the Bible, that means other books, self-development books, business books, mindset books. Number three is moving. So it's training, it's walking, it's stretching, it's breathing, it's everything we just talked about to keep our minds sharp. Number four is create. So that means create stuff for my clients. It means create stuff for Instagram. It means create content and energy and life into the world. And number four is connect. And I think that's with physical touch with you. It's physical touch with my friends, hug, it's be with people, like, shake hands. Connect. I want to like make a random phone call to my mother, make a random call to a friend and connect. That's so important to my health and wellness. If I don't connect, if I don't read, if I don't pray, if I don't do one of those things, I'm unaligned and I'm not effective. So I would encourage anyone out there listening, do my rule of five workshop. I might put it on my website or just
Yeah, I
DM
love
me or
that.
something and I'll share that, but it's important.
That's really good. I love it. All right, rule of five. Now, everyone, you guys have some questions. You have some things that you can take with you. You can reflect on what last year looked like for you. If you want to set some goals for yourself, we've given you a really quick, small framework to help you set those goals. We've given you some examples. Brian ended on a really powerful concept of what's it called again? Sorry.
The rule of
The
five.
rule of five. And there. Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to focus on for this week. But Brian, thank you so much. I think we like tapped into about four different topics of discussion that we could, use for a completely different podcast.
Yeah, I wrote them down, so
You
we can
did?
definitely expand it even on my podcast or yours. Doesn't matter. Like
Yeah,
I'd love
I
to.
love it. Okay, cool. All right, everybody, have a great week. Thank you, Brian. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I'm honored. I love you. I was going to say reflection turns experience into insight. If you don't take time to reflect, you do not gain the wisdom. John Maxwell said that, so it's not me, but take time to reflect. A life unexamined is not a life worth living. So reflect, examine your life, what's working, what's not working. Cut out the BS and spend time on what truly matters, dude. Life is short and your time and my time is limited. Live to the fullest. And I'm so proud to call you
Reach.
my wife. I'm so proud to be your husband. I cannot wait to grow with you this year. And as always, honored to chat with you on the podcast.
Oh, you too. You gonna pick up five guys on the way home?
That's right, baby. Let's go. Five guys and
Wait a
fries.
bit. All right, everyone, have a great week. Thank you all so much for listening to the Live Limitless podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, do us a favor and share with someone you think will benefit from it. And if you just want to show general support, you can do that by leaving us a 5-star rating, if you believe it deserves it. Or you can leave us a review or any type of feedback in Apple Podcasts. We want to hear from you. Also, make sure to check out the show notes for more information or to just see how you can keep up with me on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Go crush the week and live limitless.